What's precipitating it is some fairly controversial severance packages that the governor gave to several of his commissioners. When was this, last year? I'm trying to remember the timeline exactly.
Yes.
Got to refresh our memories on it, if you would.
Yeah, about over the last year, he had three different commissioners that his office had found asked to leave, basically, and they gave a severance package to each of them. And I think, if I remember correctly, one of them had only been there for like 6 months and received a significant bio package, which is just not what we want to have happening for these politically appointed individuals. I don't think anybody is expecting that to happen. So what this legislation does is it puts some parameters around this. We feel that current law had already had those parameters in place. Governor's office disagreed, so now we're going to make sure that it's crystal clear that this is not something that you can do. So,
how's the support on this? Have you got bipartisan support on it, or at least you got enough support, I assume, to move it on through the House?
I certainly to. I mean, this is an issue that constituents across the state of Minnesota, they even reached out to me that were upset that this was happening in the first place. And, you know, this is not a new issue. When the governor himself was the state auditor, he had taken cities to task for doing the same thing. Duluth and other communities, he said, you shouldn't be doing this. So based upon his own guidelines of what's right and good, I would hope that he would sign this into law, knowing that he's himself in the past has said that this is not proper behavior.